This is the Eretz HaTzvi podcast for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. Welcome and thank you for your support. In this episode, Rabbi David Ebner gives a talk on the seventh aliyah of Parshat Tzav and the special circumstances of this Erev Pesach.
In Parshas Tzav, Shvi, at the end of Parsha, at the end of Shvi, we are told that in this Miluim, in this consecration and preparation of Aaron to serve as the Kohen Gadol, we are told that he and his sons, Umipetach Oel Moed Lo Teitzu Shivat Yamin, for these 7 days of Miluim, they are not allowed to leave the simple pshat, they're not allowed to leave the Oel Moed, Ad yom milot yamei miluachem, ki shivat yamim yamaleyet yedchem. Repeated. And then the next pasuk, kasher oso bayom hazeh, as they did this day, tzivu Hashem lasot l'chaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to atone upon you. And then again, upetach ol moed teshu yomam v'layla, day and night, shivat yamim, ushmartim et mishmeret Hashem. Again, the kasher asa bayom hazeh, as being done on this day, tzivo Hashem lasot l'chaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanded to atone for you, is taken by Chazal, and Rashi quotes it, tzivo Hashem lasot kol shivat hayamim, all 7 days, v'razal darshu, chachomim Chazal, make the drasha, that tzivu Hashem la'asos, to do, ze ma'ase para. This refers to the preparation of the para duma, the burning to create for the red heifer, the ashes that will contribute to the purity of those who become tamei, and that also requires the Kohen Gadol to remain in the Beit HaMikdash for 7 days, and l'chaper refers to zeh ma'aseh yom ha-kippurim. That refers to the preparation for Yom Kippur, in which Masechet Yuma will open, that shivat yamim kodem yom ha-kippurim, 7 days before Yom ha-kippurim, we take the Kohen Gadol from his house, and he goes to his lishkat palhedrin, in the Beit HaMikdash, he goes to his chambers in the Beit HaMikdash, and he stays there for 7 days in preparation for Yom HaKippur. So, this time, this day, is 5781. This week, we'll be reading Parshat Tzav on the 14th day of Nisan. In other words, Erev Pesach, right before Pesach, the night, Motzoi Shabbos, will be the first day of Pesach, will be Seder night. So I'd like to speak about both issues, the issue of the Miluim and the issue of Pesach and its connection. We are reminded of the end of Parshas Vayikra, which we spoke about last week, and we emphasize that Parshat Vayikra at the end is emphasizing the concept of Zrizut, to do mitzvot with alacrity, to do mitzvot with zeal, to do as the Shulchan Aruch advises us at the very beginning. Yitgaber, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Yitgaber Kari Lamod Lavodat Baro. A person should get up with strength like a lion to service of God for prayer. That is, to get up before one could even pray, sheyehu me'orer ha-shachar, that the person who gets up is the one who should call forth the dawn of the day. And the word for this type of approach to doing a mitzvah, the proper word for this is, of course, zrizut. Indeed, zrizut is alacrity, not lackadaisical, not I'll schlep along and I'll get to it, you know, but with zeal. In fact, when we talk about doing mitzvot asei, the way the Mesilat Yesharim, the path of the just of Moshe Chaim Lutzato, describes the issues of the various steps to reach the highest goal of the human condition. So we begin with zihirut, which is caution. And caution is an attitude of the person, and it involves not doing the wrong thing. So it's what we would call a lo taseh. To make sure we don't do the lo taseh requires a character trait of caution. On the other hand, when it comes to doing mitzvot aseh, the character trait is, it's not called the rules of mitzvot aseh, it's called the character trait, which means the character trait necessary to properly do the mitzvot aseh, the positive commandments, is one of zrizut, with alacrity, with zeal, with looking, the looking forward to-ness. Notice that I'm going to quote a Gemara, and I use bookmarks, one of them just fell out, but the bookmark that fell out, which you can see me bending to pick up, is for, if those who are watching this on YouTube, those who are listening to it can't see it, but those on YouTube, you see it's a Bob Dylan concert ticket for a concert on June 20th of the year 2011. Now, this ticket for a Bob Dylan concert, the person who went to buy it, presumably, it wouldn't be odd if tickets went on sale at 8 o'clock in the morning, that he or she might be standing, wind up already to make sure they got the ticket and the ticket that they wanted at 4 a.m. in the morning. You say, what's the rush? You say, it's a Dylan concert, right? So what's the rush? We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're standing before God. That's the rush. Yehuma Ore HaShachar. But that quality of Zrizut, okay? Keep that in mind. We spoke about it to some extent last time. And now let's go to a Gemara in Psachim connected to the issue of this Shabbos. Shabbos is the Erev Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Gemara tells the following story. Because the Mishnah in Psachim and Daf Samachay Yom Beit says, Eilu Dvarim Pesach Dokin Et HaShabbos. Here are the things on Pesach that push aside, as it were, Shabbos. In other words, normally we cannot do these things on Shabbos, but since it's Pesach, right? So that we dochet the Shabbos. And what? And the first one is shchitaso, the slaughtering. Now, normally you can't slaughter an animal on Shabbos, right? But a Yud Dalid, the 14th day of Nisan, when we slaughter the Pesach, we eat it on the 15th, the night of the 15th, but the slaughtering can be done on Shabbos. And the Gemara on Samach Vav Amid Aleph brings a breita, which tells us a very interesting historical reality. Tana Rabbanan, halacha zu nitalmu b'mnei v'seira. This halacha was hidden. In other words, it was no longer remembered. They weren't clear. The b'nei b'teira, who were the heads of the Sanhedrin, Pamachat, chalar, but what is we talking about? One time, chalar ba'asaliyot b'Shabbos. It one time happened that the 14th day fell out on Shabbos. In other words, when you create the Rosh Chodesh, when you designate Rosh Chodesh based on actual sightings of the new moon, we're not working with a calendar then. Okay, so it turned out that it fell out on Shabbos. Shachu v'lo yadu im Pesach dochet haShabbos. They forgot whether or not Pesach pushes aside whether we can shecht, whether we can slaughter the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Amru, and they said, Klum yesh adam shiodeya im Pesach doches haShabbos. Is there anybody who knows whether Pesach is doches Shabbos? Does anybody have a tradition about this? Does anybody have knowledge of what we've done in the past? And who authorized it? Notice, this question came up already on Rosh Chodesh. They have only a limited number of days. Okay? We'll see when the answer actually came. Amru lohem, so they said to them, Adam Echad, we don't know if they said it on that day at this point. In other words, on the first day of Nisan, or if it could be on the last possible day to find out. Shachu v'lo yadu im Pesach Tochas Shabbos im lav amru klum yesharim shiyodei im Pesach Tochas Shabbos. Anybody who knows im lav amru lohem, people said, yes, to them, to the Bnei B'Teira, Adam Echad Yeshalom Yibavel. There's a certain Jew who came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. V'Hillel HaBavli Shmo. He's called, his name, we call him Hillel the Babylonian. Sheshime Shnei Gedolei Hador. He served two Gedolei Hador, Shmaya and Avtalion, the great ones of that generation, Shmaya and Avtalion, V'Yodei, and he knows, Im Pesach Tochet HaShabbos Im Lav. He's got the answer as to whether Pesach pushes offside Shabbos and we won't have a problem. Sholchu v'karulo, so they sent to bring Hillel HaBavli. Amrulo, kluma toyodein Pesach tochas HaShabbos im lav. Do you know whether or not? And then Hillel gives an argument for why it should. But apparently he says, and then he concludes the argument. We're not going into the argument now. Miyad hoshivuhu barosh uminuhu. This argument won the day, and they made him the nasi uminuhu nasi aleihem. Vayadoresh kolayom kulo bihichas haPesach. He was doresh. He expounded all day long about the halachos of Pesach, and then hitchil mekantaran bidvarim. He began to taunt them. To taunt them, kantar, le kanter is to taunt. It's from being contrary, to criticize, to question their competence. Amar lahem, mi garam lachem she'ele mibavel. What caused, what happened to you that I came up from Bavel? V'yeh nasi aleichem, and suddenly I become the nasi on you. Okay? Why? Atzlu shehoysavachem, you're lazy. You're lazy. Laziness. That's the exact opposite of zrizut, of alacrity. You are lazy. Why were you lazy? How does he know that? Shaloshi mashtem shnei gedolei hador shmaya v'avtalion. You didn't serve. You didn't serve the two gedolei hador, shmaya and avtalion. Shaloshi mashtem. So, what happened? This person, who was he? Hillel HaBavli. By the way, the Gemara doesn't say he learned from Shmaya and Talmud. He says, Shaloshi Mashtem. He didn't serve him. There's another Gemara about Hillel that I believe is extremely germane to understanding this issue. And it will elaborate for us what the difference is of learning and shimush and the service. The Gemara in Yoma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells the following story about Hillel. If a person were to say, I couldn't learn Torah, I couldn't be involved in the study of Torah because I'm too poor, I had to work too hard. So we say, were you any poorer than Hillel? And at this point, we tell this story about Hillel. Amru alav al Hillel Hazaken. They said concerning Hillel Hazaken, Shebechol yom v'yom hayu ose mistaker b'tropik. Every day he would work to make a living, to support himself and his family, and he made a tropic, small amount of money. Chetzio haya noting l'shomer beit hamidrash. Half he would give to the guard to pay admission fee to the beit hamidrash. And the rest, the parnasato, to sustain himself and his family. Pamachat, one time, lo matza listaker. He wasn't able to find a job that day. Couldn't make any money. Velo hinichu shomer beit hamidrash likanes, and he wasn't allowed to go in to the beit hamidrash. What did he do? Olav nitle v'yoshav al pi aruba. He sat by the skylight of the Beit HaMidrash, kidei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim, that he should hear the words of the living God. Mipi, who were the teachers? Shmaya ve'avtalion. But notice the way it's described. Not that he could hear Torah, but the words, Mipi, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Whatever he would hear them saying would be Divrei Elokim Chaim. Amru, we know something further. Oto hayom Erev Shabbat haya. That day it was Erev Shabbos Tkufat Tevet, and it was during the winter. V'yorad alav shelig min hashamayim, right? And it was snowing in Yerushalayim. Sha'ala amud hashachar, and when the dawn broke, Omalo Shmaya Avtalion, Shmaya said to Avtalion, apparently they're still in the Beit Midrash. Everybody else is gone. They said, Shmaya said to Avtalion, Avtalion Achi, my brother, Avtalion, Bechol Yom, every day, Habayit Meir, the Beit Midrash is lit up from the dawn. The Hayom Afel, today it's dark. Shema Yom Hamunanhu, maybe it's a very cloudy day. Hitzitzu einehem, they look carefully up. V'rod demusodam baruba, they saw the shadow, what appeared to be a human being on top, lying down, clutching the aruba, the skylight. Alu, they went up to the roof. Umatsu alav room shlosh amot amot shelig, they found three cubits of snow covering him. Pirkuhu, they removed the snow from him. Vihichitsuhu, they washed him, bathed him. Vesikuhu, voshivuhu kenegan amadura, and they put him near the fire. Amru, they said, Ro'ui ze, this person is ro'ui, is fitting. And another reading in the Gemara is, Kaze ro'ui, like this it is ro'ui. L'chalil olavas ha-shabbos. To mean l'chalil Shabbos. Okay, that's the story. So, what is he doing, Hillel? What is he doing? The shir is over. It's snowing. Go home. No, but Shmaya and Avtalion are still there. Shimush talmidei chachamim, which the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Zayin, Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, says that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Gidola Shimusha, if the Shimush of Talmidei Chachamim, the service, being in the presence of, seeing how they live their lives, seeing what they listen to, what they're talking about, is greater Gidola Milimuda, from the learning of Torah. Shenemar Po Elisha ben Shafar Asher Yotzak Mayim Ayidei Eliyahu. The Navi is described not as the Navi Elisha who learned from Eliyahu, but who poured water on his hands as if to say, this is the way Eliyahu moved his hands to have the water purify them. And so, what is Hillel saying? Hillel is saying that you might have heard all the shirim in the world and you might know all the Torah in the world, but you didn't understand that in learning whatever you learned, you had to engage in learning the way of life of Chachamim, to be there with them when they're not saying the shir. As I stayed with them through that snowy, snowy night, and listened to what they were saying, and was concerned with what they were talking about, and heard them in the morning as they were saving my life, talking about what are the things that we are mechalel Shabbos for? What are they? And they pointed to me and they said, for example, like this very person, like this very person who almost froze to death, we would be mechalel Shabbos in order to bring this person back to life, in order to save his life. So the topic under discussion was, what are the parameters of chilul Shabbos? And perhaps, and this is only a speculation, this is the contrariness, the kanter of Hillel. Atzlanut, because the opposite of zrizut The opposite of alacrity is laziness, and it is laziness that leads one to depart from the teaching of the Rebbe and to ignore the life of the Rebbe, the life of the teacher, the lessons you learn, because you will not separate yourself from his very presence. And so Hillel is the one who has heard the discussion of things. And maybe Hillel heard them giving examples of when we would be Mechal Shabbos. And maybe one of the times was that they enumerated, one of the conditions that they were enumerated was when Erev Pesach, when 14th day of Nisan fell out on Erev Shabbos. And maybe Hillel's explanation he heard from them. Maybe Hillel's explanation is his understanding of why they said it. That is not our issue now. But we see that the issue of Zrizut, of understanding the importance of being with various people and in various places, is significant in religious growth. And this is so important when we further look at the Gemara in Psachim, where this story is recorded of the day of the ascension of Hillel, because apparently the discussion takes place, apparently, on the 13th day, if you will. In other words, they were discussing this issue, what's going to be with Pesach, because it says, Lemochar, the Gemara concludes, because then another question came up, which need not concern us, but it says, Lemochar, the next day, which was the 14th day of Nisan, okay, they followed what was said. So it could have gone down to the wire. Mamash, down to the wire. And so we have an object lesson in this story. And this object lesson continues itself. It continues itself for other times when we have to focus, other times when we have to become fully committed to something, such as preparing the Parah Aduma, such as preparing for Yom Kippur. There are technical reasons, true, there are technical reasons of Tumah and Tara, but it goes beyond that. And we know that it goes beyond that because there is another halacha that represents a certain kind of law, that represents a certain kind of ideal, and it's quoted in the Rambam in Sefer Avodah, Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin, talking about the Kohen Gadol every day of the year. Ubayit Yelo Muchan B'Mikdash. He has a place of domicile in the Beit HaMikdash. V'Hanikreit Lishkat Kohen Gadol. That's what it's called, the place. Today we use Lishka as an office. Okay. Ukvodo V'Tifarto, and the glory and beauty. Sheyeh Yoshev B'Mikdash Kol Hayom, the Kohen Gadol ideally should be in the Mikdash all day, all the entire day. Velo Yetzei El Lebeito Bilvad Balaylan, he should really only go home, which is has to be in Yerushalayim, okay, we'll see in a moment, at night. O Sha'achat O Shtayim B'Yom, or an hour or two during the day. His house should be in Yerushalayim, and he doesn't leave Yerushalayim. What is this? What is this? This is commitment to the Beit HaMikdash. You have to commit yourself to a place which is, what is your home? What is your home? You know, Rav Huttner used to say that in the Yeshiva of Elazhin, they didn't call the students Talmidim, students. They called them Bnei Yeshiva, the sons of the Yeshiva, the children of the Yeshiva. This is where you live. This is your focus of life. And that focus of life means it's not merely an education, where you get the details, and perhaps Zoom could be just as well, but it's a place where you gain a tradition of the way you live your life, because you're with your rebbes, you're with your rabbis, you're with the Rosh Yeshiva, and you learn how to live a Jewish life, how to learn a Torah life. Walter Kaufman quotes in one of his books a story about a certain German philosopher, I forget who he's quoting, who his students, after the death of the master teacher, one copied the way he wore his hat, a second the way the glasses, his glasses perched on his nose, a third, I don't remember, but the fourth one did none of these. The fourth one simply tried to be the true and honest and decent person that his master was. Learning that. That's what Zrizut is about. That's what the fullness of education. That's what dedication, chinuch. We're talking about the day of the Miluim. It's the Chanukah. It's the dedication, the Chanukah. But chinuch, which we call education, is also Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lead us on this path, the path of the Kohen Gadol, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the various stations of our life, until the point that we remember this year and internalize this year, and b'mehru b'yameinu we're zocha to bring a Pesach, and this year it's mamish for this b'mehru b'yameinu, a Pesach, a Karban Pesach, that we will shecht in the Beis HaMikdash on the 14th day of Nisan, which will be Shabbos.
That's our podcast for today. If you would like to sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for listening.